Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, when I used to do night talk, right? All the cabinet reshuffles in the Zuma administration would happen during our show. Literally, we would come at 8 o'clock having prepped one show, and then things would happen, and then we'd have to do another show because a new minister would be announced. Yesterday, I had already decided that the first things first would be President Cyril Ramaphosa, because I heard him say this.
Our government continues with its efforts to improve the ease of doing business in South Africa. We want to enable investors to promote and operate their businesses in a manner that will enable them to pursue various opportunities in various sectors of the economy. We look forward to seeing more Nigerian companies investing in South Africa. In fact, we want to see Nigerian products on the shelves of South African shops. Our efforts to create a favorable environment include our simplified visa process for Nigerian business to travel to South Africa. Qualifying Nigerian business people can be granted a 5-year multiple entry visa. In addition, tourists from Nigeria are now able to apply for a visa without even submitting a passport.
So this was the first things first. I was like, ay, what is going on? But before, or actually it was after I went to sleep, but before the night was over, there was a cabinet reshuffle that was announced. Now, you will know that Thembisi Melane, who was the Minister of Justice, was accused of corruption. Mm-hmm. And it all goes back to that one bank that everybody seemingly dipped into. Mm-hmm. VBS.
Yep.
So the president has removed her from that ministry, but put her in another ministry. Funny enough, human settlements. Now, I don't know why he did that. It could be a coincidence. Maybe it has nothing to do with this. They are saying it's just so the government can operate more efficiently. But if you're looking at it from the outside, some people will say, well, maybe they're moving it to a less controversial portfolio. I'm not quite sure if it's going to help in any way now that things are GNU, but yeah. Then something else that happened to President Cyril Ramaphosa is he got a raise yesterday. So Parliament approved his raise. They voted on it. He's already earning over 4 million, but they gave him a 3% increase. I mean, look, if you look at what inflation has been, if we're being fair, anybody that does get paid should get an increase. But also, if you look at the fact that this guy's a billionaire, if we're being fair, he shouldn't actually draw from anything that has to do with the states. But yeah, you know, it's his time. I get it. I can explain. And also, whenever I see him, he always looks tired. So I assume he doesn't get much sleep. Whether or not that means he's working hard is another story. But this thing is definitely draining him, for sure, for sure, for sure. Now, having heard all three of those things, what say you?
I feel like with Thembisi Melane, that was the main reshuffle. There were other shuffles that happened. And I don't know why we never get told why people get reshuffled. It would really be great whether you're saying this person has underperformed. But with Thembi, it's a bit understandable because there's the glaring conflict of interest with her, NPA investigating her, and she sits on, you know, she presides over the NPA via the Minister of Justice. So I get that as well. But I really want us to be told why, because it's not just her who was reshuffled. Other ministers, I really believe, like, if the president and all the politicians work for us, surely they must report to us as to, okay, we're removing this person from here to there, and these are the reasons, with all ministers.
Well, actually, constitutionally, the president doesn't have to tell anybody. Not even the NEC.
It would be great, though.
But he did.
It's his prerogative.
But Vincent Makwenya told us. Maybe it's not a satisfactory answer, but he did say it's to ensure that cabinet runs effectively.
That's not a response.
That was a reason.
That's not
You're
a
just
response.
Not happy with it, but one was given to us. Shogutini nenfuna enye. But this was the reason furnished. And not to suggest that the president's decisions are informed by the media, but coincidentally, yesterday, the Daily Maverick had a very interesting spread, almost like an unauthorized lifestyle audit that they did on Thembisa Melane. So it was quite huge. Mm. A lot of us saw it. We saw how her spending between 2018 until maybe 2022 changed completely. She spent around 565% more than her known income. She bought Stan's cash, V classes of Viano's cash. She took her family
to Disney World.
Yes. So quite a lot happened around that period. So one wonders, like I said, it's not to say that his decisions are informed by the media, but that was quite a comprehensive spread that we saw yesterday. So they're unrelenting. They've been just exposing most of this.
I mean, I'm not caught. Look, do you mean the president? I just come out and say, Veleng Yamshinja, Kwala. It's my decision to make. What else are you going to see?
But I'm kind of with Saul on this one. If you're going to be shifting people around, especially when they're mired with so much controversy, I would like to know why it is you're moving them from this particular portfolio to that particular portfolio.
So that we can operate more efficiently.
Oh, so what? So,
no.
Like, I don't get it. For me, it's just, it reeks of, again, you are disrespecting the citizens. That's you are disrespecting the people who in a couple of years' time, again, you're going to want them to vote for you. Yet you feel as though you do not owe them any explanations to anything. Two, on his increase, guys, there's something called a KPI. What are the president's KPIs? Is he meeting his KPIs? Orange, it's just vibes. And then at the end of the day, you just get an increase.
So listen, when you go to school, right, if they make you a prefect, do you see that as an achievement or not?
Oh, yeah.
Is this something you'd be proud of?
Yes, I was, definitely.
Now, this guy was just appointed as the head of the G20. Head boy. Nobody in the Australia performed.
No, but honestly speaking, never mind what we feel about the policies, but honestly speaking, it seems like a hard job. I mean, he was just in Rio the other day. You have to prepare speeches. When you get up and you speak and you present on South Africa's behalf, you must actually know what you're talking about. So you've got a president that's a jet setter, constantly everywhere addressing people. It's a lot.
Okay, that's that part is not tough. I'm giving up to speak about South Africa right now, impromptu.
Not to that extent.
Guys, if I've got a briefing. Oh, please, man, there's nothing.
Did we not hear just yesterday that the economy has again shrunk?
Yes,
3%, not 0.3%.
So for me, you being a jet setter means absolutely nothing to me and my back pocket at the end of the day and my living standards and. It is about the people of the country and their standard of living. So when being a jet setter means absolutely nothing to me as a citizen of the country.
It's like being a school kid and then you take the position of being a prefect, which comes with more responsibilities, yet your schoolwork is suffering.
Your parents
should rightfully say, reject this position because look at your country, bro. It needs your undivided attention. Things are falling apart and yet you're taking on G20 leadership roles and other responsibilities. It doesn't make sense, man.
This thing needs a take a girl child or boy child to work. Because I think we'd be humbled if we actually found out what it takes to be a president. Because it's not really jet-setting, as I've put it, but it's a lot of work.
No, Mfundo, but you're doing all the work that you're not supposed to be doing. Mm. Perfect example, as Saul said. If your academics are suffering, yet you are out there, you are doing the keynote address, Koskolong, and motivating everyone else, Marawe Miafeila, then hi, Puti.
So, Mfundo, are you telling us where now? If we were to give you the country, you wouldn't be able to preside over its success?
No, it would be difficult, honestly.
But would you be able to do it?
I don't know. Yes, with the help maybe of many people, but honestly, right now, I would humbly decline. He has a lot to do.
No, I wouldn't do it, but could I do it? Yes.
We don't know, but assuming the G20 presidency is a very big deal for us and not just us, but the continent, because we're going to push the agenda of the global south, not just ours.
Okay, hold on. Let me solve this. Give us a shout right now. Right? Let's give the president a report card. Asizengan, you've heard the three things at hand. Discuss any one of the three. Let's go.
It's Kokatsaka Ramaphosa. It's zero. It's zero, zero, zero. Bengamelanga, a challenge, increase. I have which team that's striking into South Africa's shelves and say, you're going to put Nigerian stuff in the shelves. Whereas we ask now, this is a Matlapin. Staff Sabo, I was pushing you right now. Yeah, I understand. So which means the government, Ramaphosa, doesn't care about the South Africans, just to wipe them out of the face of the world. Speaking of Ukshintsha, Labo Mama Basmelan, that's why I have a running smooth cabinet. Corruption, it's a core business here, ANC. So the bank has been on scene to a justice, Mabam Susa, Babisogu settlement.
Mina, here's where I almost laughed and giggled. When he said, we want Nigerian products to come to South Africa. What Nigerian products, bro? Nigerian products, please, man. There's no Nigerian products.
On the street, on the air. Sizwe. Ramaphosa uyasiphuza manje. Uyasiphuza street. Ama-trucks asazongena. Shuthina abantwana bethu nje kuphelile ngabo. Ramaphosa, man.
Sikhawathekile, fiye.
These two countries are the two, we are the two countries that have the best functioning economies in Africa. So it's actually going to be beneficial for the two countries. And I'd rather work for my African brothers than be a slave for a European company or an American company. It's good, man. It's good that Nigeria's on the port.
But there's nothing that impedes you from doing business in Nigeria right now. Nothing. So tell me, what is it to get? Also, by the way, try and travel to Nigeria now and see what happens. You need a visa. You see?
I need a passport to apply for your visa. Meanwhile, our president is saying they don't need passports to apply for our visa.
Not necessarily. He's saying you don't need to present your passport. So you still have to have a passport, but you don't need to present.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
And but we need to present ours to go to Nigeria. Why are we making it easy for them to come here, but they're not making it easy for us to get there? Not that a lot of us are trying to get there.
Hopefully
anyway.
They'll reciprocate, but it is a tedious exercise, honestly. When I was going to Nigeria, just the whole rushing down to go get that visa, I was so annoyed. It's just Africa.
They won't reciprocate. It's been like this for years. Literally, I've been traveling to Nigeria since 2005. And it's always been the same. Doesn't matter. And I don't like to generalize, guys. Nigerian people are good people. But there are some Nigerians that engage in illegal activities. And those Nigerians do this all over the world, not just here in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. And many countries all over the world are banning those bad apples from Nigeria. Yet we are opening the floodgates.
What makes it even worse is that some of them are using South African passports. Because African passports at some points were very, very easy to forge.
And that's why now countries like Ireland need visas for South Africans because they didn't before. And some Nigerians and other people from outside the country were claiming to be South Africans because they can come here, get a South African passport, say they're South Africans when they get there and do all sorts of things. They're giving our passport a bad name. Now, many countries need visa for us.
12 years ago, you could go to a UK without a visa. If you were South African.
Mm-hmm.
I remember specifically, okay, maybe more than 12 years ago, because it was maybe 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
They put a stop to it. They're like, ah, it's a grand gag.
Yeah, in South Africa, we don't have a government. We don't have a president. You can't get to go autopilot. I mean, really, really, really. First of all, South Africans are suffering but on their own. Take Funegama products. I'm in Nigeria. What is Nigerians going to give us, guys? I mean, they're already giving us hell. Man, Cyril must just go, man. He must just go.
That's funny. If you say it's autopilot. Because we actually pay him over 4 million per annum to be the president.
ANC my course in 2026 local election in my course in 2029 election. Pelile mo ANC Suze. Pelile. We fighting illegally and then you still calling people from Africa to come and invest where else we are still struggling. My coach.
I mean, in the dealership, layers in Nigeria, I would choose into Zabumelis, the Langachi, but Katagapa tracks. So, say my Fagua is into Zabuma Shelfin, Kuzu in Zagalan, shooting at Legatis Zulia Poop, which lies South Africa, Melisif, and into Kalanja, Manajira was phone. So, Yamangala, Luba, my Zuenzi, do so. I have meaning to see the lentils while I don't want to lie.
Well, okay, so fine. I don't know what you base it on when you say Manajira was phone, but Nigerians love South Africa. Purely just because things work here. And so that's why even the most wealthy Nigerians, if they want to shop, for example, sometimes they'll come to South Africa.
Hey, let's go card, let's report card. It doesn't look too good. Socialism, zero. Reasoning, sometimes. Can we see your parents, please? Good evening, man. Good evening. the partying. Ngibone a dance nini with your video. I inile asazi leyo, but it's part of socialism. Now manje uvumela ama Nigerians. That is all when I heard, and it sounded a little bit despondent in a way. Hayi ngazibekanga enye indlela nje makakhuluma ngama Nigerians ukuthi uyavumela. He knows what's coming. Hayi zero, can we see your parents please?
My ninja said partying is this one of the criteria, so you want a president who can party.
Hey, let's go card list. Let's report card list. Hi.
We've already heard this one.
Hi, Sizwe and the team. I've got my post ushulekile. Manje ufuna ukushiya moshi la. Lo baba uyamosha manje. Ushulekile. Manje sokushoda ukuthi nje abantu nje bamkhiphe, simkhiphe njengokumbeka kwethu.
Ngizongukhipha kanjani asibone.
When the president saying their stuff must be placed on our shelves. What is that stuff that we don't have here in South Africa? What is the, I just want to know, what is the thing that you want to bring that we don't have? Asanja tuene karenkamuluma, kimamitsi, karenkamuluma, kamuluma. So I used to have such a huge respect for Ntate O, but now, sure, I don't know anymore. No, I think my respect to Kinkile back, I took it back to myself. Yo!
That's funny.
Yeah, I think I'm not surprised by the cabinet reshuffle. I think what I found interesting is that also yesterday, the Daily Maverick and News 24 published another article on Minister Thembisa Milani, speaking to how they were like looking at her salary from the time she was a mayor and how she was able to afford, I think, a Mercedes-Benz Viano, land in Pretoria, went to Disney World and all of those things. So, yeah. So I think that article coming out, her being reshuffled, I think I think the president might be privy to maybe some information from the MPA side, and yeah.
Hi, Goma, we're already struggling among spaza shops and getting grips of that economy and stabilizing it. And see, formalize, see, register. It's already a struggle. When I'm going to put the money on the food base, and put food in our shelf, we're already struggling to monitor. Listen to this corner. Our kids are dying when we're going to put the money on. Why don't you shut the door, Carla, and let's sort out Carla like her? And stop jet setting, man. I'm going to sell the pants. I'm going to use to untanda yonke Africa like I'm going to sell like her.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.